T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Personal Finance Wednesday on the Noon Business Hour, sponsored by Mesereau Wealth Management. If you're concerned about not having a job because of the recent hit to the economy, the time to start looking is now, right now. Joining us with some advice, Tom Gimbel, founder and CEO of LaSalle Network here in Chicago. Tom, I think a lot of people are discouraged. They've been unemployed. They don't really have any hope for being able to get a job. And that may be one of the things that's keeping them from moving forward.
Yeah, Cisco, it's really a mindset. If you get, it's not about, it's a cliche, but it's not about getting knocked down. It's about getting back up. And there are a lot of people unemployed, but you've got to be saying, you've got to start the fight now. To delay it because you're having a pity party isn't going to make it any better. You've got to think that you're capable and you're competent, work on your skills, but start applying for jobs.
Do we have a sense that as the economy is reopening, employers are going to go back to hiring, or they're going to take several months maybe to kind of see how things pan out?
No, there's hiring going on right now. The difference is so many of the 40 million unemployed workers are in the services industry, meaning waiters and waitresses and housekeepers and hotel staff. So if you're in that, you've definitely been hit. But then you've got to pivot and shift into something else, whether it's working at Amazon or going to Target or a grocery store and Aldi, things like those that are hiring. And if you're in a white-collar job, there's definitely companies hiring for remote and virtual workers.
So what is the first thing that someone should do if they are recently unemployed over the last few months and want to get back to work? What's the first thing you'd tell them to do?
Get their resume ready. I would proofread it 10 times because now is the point where you can't have any typos, any grammatical errors. There's no face-to-face contact, so your resume has to be spotless.
So spotless resume, get it ready. They also expect to apply for a job where they're going to be making a lot less money, or is that not necessarily true?
I think the key is, and where people make a lot of mistake in their job search, Cisco, is that they focus too much on would they really want the job or how much it will pay. You can't turn down a job you've never been offered. So apply to as many jobs as you can, wait until the offers come in, and then make an educated decision. But until you get offered something, to think about what you will or won't do is a waste of mental energy. And then you want to move forward past the resume is if you're in a white-collar job, you want to update your LinkedIn profile and make sure it mirrors what your resume says. And then the third most important thing is you need to talk to your references. They need to be ready to answer their mobile phones and emails and respond to those ASAP and be the references that will help you get the job.
So what do you say to the person whose employer maybe furloughed them? They believe that they are going to be rehired by that employer, and so they're not looking for a job.
The key question with a furlough is, did they give you a date? And if they didn't, then odds are there's a strong chance you're not coming back. And if the date is too far into the future, then you really have to take care of yourself. The company, I'm a big fan of company loyalty. We have it at our shop. And I think it's crucial. However, if a company furloughed you, they did that to take care of themselves, and they had to from a business perspective. You have to take care of yourself. And if you can find another job that's going to pay you a salary that you feel you're worthwhile is worthwhile to your experience and your abilities, then you got to go take it.
Some people are, and I'm not casting aspersions or anything, but there are some people, because of the $600 a week bonus, they are making more than they were back when they were working, and so they've been kind of hesitant to go back.
Well, the problem with the extended unemployment benefits are really twofold. Number one, they don't last forever. And number two, they don't get you promoted to make more than that. So to rely on unemployment benefits because it may pay a few bucks more short term is really losing sight of the forest through the trees. You've got to think about the end of this year, 2021, 2022, and where you want to be, and you got to take advantage of things while you can. I wouldn't rely on the unemployment benefits as a long-term employment strategy.
Thanks so much, Tom Gimbel, founder and CEO of LaSalle Network here in Chicago.